It is Thursday evening, July 30th, 2020. This is the 8:30 Thursday evening Q&A. We welcome you. We hope you have come with whatever you would like to discuss and you can participate. Is there anyone that has anything they would like to talk about before we start the prayer? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, we will begin with our universal healing code prayer. And my encouragement as we read this. Ooh, okay, Miss Pat, come in to open you. You're unmuted, Pat. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. Okay, can we include depression in the prayer?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to whatever your issue is, including depression, would be found, opened, and healed, and you and myself, each one of us, is filled with light, life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more, and this will tell your body what needs healing in these particular moments. Let's take a deep breath. If you have water or anything, you need to get something to drink, now would be an excellent time to do that. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. both hands, temples. And as you begin to take another deep breath, begin to come back to be with us. If you ever what position you take when you're doing your healing codes, if you close your eyes, open them, and join us. Is there anyone who would like to share what they experienced or what they saw? Any questions or comments? Well, Pat, I will open you up, my friend. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, to tell you the truth. I feel very depressed. And I wasn't feeling depressed today until later on. But I have felt physically kind of exhausted on and off for quite a while. I went to the doctor and they didn't find anything. Anyway, today it occurred to me that, you know, I guess this is what depressed me to some degree, is that this is the new way I'm going to feel. Just this sort of blah, just not feeling well at all and just kind of exhausted. And I'm not sure what the cause is or if there is a cause or if this is the way it's just going to be. And all of a sudden, it got to be not just a physical thing, but also a spiritual, emotional one, too, this evening. And I came home, and I unpacked my groceries, and then I did a little coding, and then we had the call. So I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for the healing codes and for being able to turn to God. I don't know what I would do otherwise. Well, I do. Years ago, I had problems, and I didn't know what to do, and it was a lot worse. So at least I've come that far that I have a tool to address it with. But I had some insights when we were coding. And I don't usually like to make these kind of psychological assessments because I can't really spiritually connect them, but on a superficial level, it could appear that one of the reasons for my depression is, believe it or not, that the fact that I decided to retire, which I did decide and I'm in the process of doing from my job, from a job that I didn't like at all and felt no connection to. But in spite of all that, I'm thinking maybe part of the depression is that, well, seeing that part of my life go is maybe a little scary after all, which I didn't think it was going to be. And I always felt that I would have things to fill up my time with, and I do, projects, interests, goals. I mean, I want to go back to my music. I haven't felt that I had the time to play an instrument in years. I certainly have things on my list that I want to do and enjoy, but however, I suppose another thing is that the job in some way connected me to my mother, because it was she who insisted that I, well, that I, you know, get out there and do something for a living. And so it, in a way, it's a big, big part of being connected to my mother, who died in 2015. So this is, in addition to other things that I associated with my mother, I might associate this job as one last, hopefully not last, connection to her, but a big connection to the way she wanted me to run my life, namely as a responsible person who made their own living. So now that's going to be severed, and I guess maybe there is a little bit of, well, feeling a little unsettled. But anyway, I wasn't expecting to feel as depressed as I did by the time the evening came. So again, I'm grateful to have the codes and to have these calls to your call, and you're graciously hosting it. I'm really glad for that. It's a lifeline to me to just to know that that this is going to happen, you know, Thursdays. And anyway,
so share with me what was the belief behind. Well, first, let me share what the best for me the best description I've ever heard and strongly believe it. Depression is a belief depressed so deep into our subconscious mind that we do not want to deal with it, or we can't deal with it. So that's my current belief of what depression is. And I heard that, if I heard you correctly, Pat, you said that that it was going to be like this forever.
Yeah, and the new normal, yeah.
And so, if I'm going a little further with that, so your reality in the moment is that your new reality plus the virus and everything that's going on in the world is that you're going to be depressed.
No. I wasn't thinking of, I'm so self-centered, to tell you the truth. I wasn't thinking about the darn world. Sorry. I was thinking, I know it's terrible, right? I was thinking about me. I was thinking about, I haven't felt physically well in a long time. I seem to have no energy. And I mean, this has been going on for years on and off, decades really, but it's gotten worse in recent years and then especially in recent weeks. And I can date it back to a couple of months ago when I had a very stressful episode with a post office and had to keep pursuing a package that they lost. And I spent many days in running back to different post offices in the heat and being extremely worried about the package, which meant a great deal to me. And then spending hours and hours with different post offices on the phone. And it was very stressful. And it culminated in having extreme dizzy spells one night. And I think since then, I kind of, even though the dizziness kind of went away to most a large degree, I still don't have my energy back somehow, totally, for a long, sustained period of time. And so the depression I felt today was thinking about the fact that I never feel good physically, and that this is the way it's going to be from now on, is to never feel good physically, and just to never feel I have my, you know, a sense of just feeling normal about or my strength.
And I'm also wondering and just asking how much that the comment that you made concerning your mother and feeding into your subconscious that you possibly don't have any value because you're not going to have a public job that you're going to every day.
I didn't hear one of the words you used. Any guidance, did you say?
How much influence the lie that she fed into your subconscious that your value to get out into the world and go to work to add to your value?
Oh, that was, she didn't. Yeah. Oh, my value.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I have not felt valuable at this job for a long time. That's another reason I'm retiring. I just have never felt valuable at this particular job. So that's another reason I feel that it's good for me to get out of it. I felt
so
value at other jobs. Yeah.
So you had, your mother thought your value was in working, and
no, she didn't feel my value. No. Just because she wanted me to be a responsible adult and work, and you know, get out there and make instead of just staying home. Yes, anybody. I mean, that's what you do. You're responsible for yourself as an adult, and you do have to get out there and do serve that. You do have to do it, unless you know somebody else is going to support you. And I didn't come from a family of wealth like Donald Trump, but I had to go out and support myself. So, she gave me a little guidance in that direction. It doesn't mean that she saw my worth or that I felt my worth as being in any way tied to a job, because certainly none of the jobs I ever had did I really feel that they were connected to who I was or what I wanted to do. It was just about making money.
So what do you want to do?
I have things I'm going to do when I retire. I have things I want to do. I mentioned some of them.
So I encourage you to write it out or whatever, how you get things. What would I enjoy doing most, and ever how many years and days and moments I have left, what would I, Pat, enjoy doing? And get very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
And and really ask how come you have believed you didn't have any value in this job, because every moment of our lives count. And if we do not know that we have value and how we're contributing to mankind, then that in itself drains us of our energy, because then everything is, at a subconscious level, is a struggle.
I didn't get what you said. Something about a circle?
Struggle. If we do not understand what our days are filled with, and whatever you feel like a purpose does for you, is this fulfilling my purpose for this hour, for this day, for my life? And so I encourage you to create the life that will bring you peace and joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And do it as if you were doing it for someone you truly, truly loved. And don't hold anything back. Let it be wild and crazy, or let it be very subdued, or whatever. How do you contribute to your life in a manner that it really, really, really matters to you?
Oh, so this is different from the list of what I like to do, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I'm supposed to
create a, whether you do it drawing or whether you do it, ever how you do it, whatever we get out of it, we can either fulfill or control it.
I missed the last few words you said.
Whatever we can get out of us will enhance our lives, or it will control us. But if we can get it out where we can look at the whole picture, then we can make choices about it to give us peace and joy.
Whatever we can get out, did you say?
Yes, whatever you can speak out, whatever you can do, whatever you can manifest, whatever you get out that opens up your subconscious to your greatness will be the peace that you're looking for.
Can you give me an example of the kind of thing you're talking about?
Sure. One person may, and I'm going to use the retirement years since you have just, you're finalizing your retirement. For some people, for a season, it might be, hey, if I just get up and make my bed and have a nice quiet breakfast without rushing, that may be their purpose for that day. Another person may want to go visit the sick. Another person may want to write a poem. What brings you peace and satisfaction in your spirit as well as your body?
Okay.
And then for the bigger picture, what do you do? Mine would be if I had 6 people daily that I was helping them find out who they are at the core, to me, that would be a perfect world for me. That would be a perfect day.
If you had 6 people, did you say, to help?
Yes, I had 6 clients, yes. That would be a perfect, that would be a perfect day for me.
I see.
So yours may be sitting down playing music. It may be visiting someone, going shopping, whatever it is. What brings you peace in your spirit and soul for a big overall purpose, for a daily purpose? One of the questions I ask myself, been asking myself, and I have it written across wherever I take notes or anything for the day, what am I committed to today?
Mm-hmm.
And it will go from to be in peace and have an accomplishment list, accomplish it, go sit in the sunshine, whatever it is, it's your life and you get to create it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe your life has just begun. Without pain, without feeling tired, feeling fully alive.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last two things you said. What about my feeling tired? Or
you're not, you're being fully alive. A-L-I-V-E, fully alive.
But what about my perception of feeling so exhausted?
Well, if the doctors have said there's no physical reason, then the next conclusion in my world would be it has to be an emotional, spiritual reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, either that or the doctors they're not that sophisticated in their testing. It could be, the way I'm eating or, you know, the things I'm eating. Some people think coffee are the way to go, that kind of thing. It could be other things that are physical that the doctors didn't test for. But
ask your spirit. Ask your spirit for the truth.
Yeah. I have thought for a long time that I should eat a little differently. It's kind of hard to shift.
Well, you have time now to do as you believe you need to do.
Yes, I will have time.
And
taking that
responsibility can be scary.
What can be scary?
Taking the responsibility, I can now create my life the way I desire it to be, the way I know it needs to be for help.
Yeah, right, because it's not so connected to the way, the accustomed way that I grew up with, you know, that I don't have associations to home and family with new things that I didn't learn from them. That's what's scary about it.
Because you don't feel like you have support or connected to another person, or?
Kind of. I mean, I do have people in my life. I have,
yes,
you know, I do have family members and friends, but basically, I kind of feel I'm spiritually on my own. You know, I mean, how close can people be to you? How much can the next person really understand or know you?
That's true if they live in the house with you.
I beg your, that's true what?
Even if someone lives in the house with you.
Yeah, yeah, it has nothing to do with where they live. It has to do with, well, you know, just...
It has to do with a heart connection.
Exactly.
And I'm encouraging you to connect to your heart and create the life that you desire, you deserve, and that will give you the outcomes you need to be in peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll work on it. I do have at least one thing I know that means a lot to me to do, and I try and work on it. I don't do it every single day, but it's a project I have. I work on it as much as I work on it. But I know it's very important to me, and I do. It does give me a sense of peace to do it. So I'll do more of that.
You will find your way. It may take a little while. Pat, I think I lost you. I lost Pat. Okay. She got disconnected. I don't think I did it. Okay. All right. She will probably sign back in when she realizes that we're no longer connected. Is there anyone else that has anything they would like to discuss? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. And we appreciate you being here. Okay. You calling through on the web from Ohio?
Yes, it's Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, Linda. I really liked some of the answers you were giving a second ago.
Well, thank you. Which one stuck with you?
Let me think. I liked how you talked about, you know, getting your answers from the inside. I thought that was important. And
okay.
I also liked how you mentioned, like, for you, your satisfaction comes from, like, emotional and internal accomplishments. And I've never heard anyone say that before. But, like, when you said it, it really resonated with me with, like, the current path I'm on. So I really appreciated hearing that because, like, it's almost like I could hear something I wanted to say but never had the words for until it came out of your mouth.
Well, thank you for that blessing. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So,
What's going on with your life?
Okay. So I'm 24.
Uh-huh.
And I have been doing the healing codes for about three years now.
Mm-hmm.
And about the middle of last year, up until recently, I've been doing them for longer periods, and as I do them, you know, I start to get in touch with a lot of, like, suppressed material, and it's like, I mean, and the stuff is, like, pretty traumatic. Like, I don't even think they're my memories, but some of the material is, like, pretty traumatic that comes up, And so, I mean, and it's been, like, I've been feeling more peaceful recently, but, you know, I just want to, you know, like, I've read all of Dr. Alex's books, and, you know, he talks about how you can store up, like, generational memories, and, like, I know my family has a lot of trauma in it, like, either they were, like, the person performing the trauma or had trauma happen to them. And my suspicion has always just been that all the, like, traumatic memories are all the generational material that's been, like, left over for my family coming up, because I don't have any memories really of any of that stuff happening to me.
And you can ask your spirit to let you know if this is a memory you don't remember, or if it's a memory that came through the cellular memory at the time of conception. Because at the time of conception, we get the bloodline of our father, and then the balance of all of that is what our mothers experience, eat, think, do during the pregnancy. So were you closer to your mother or to your father in way of being emotionally and spiritually connected? Hello, Eric? Eric?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It accidentally muted for some reason.
Okay.
So, I mean, both relationships were pretty strange, but I guess I was closer to my mom emotionally as much as I could be. She was very rigid when I was a kid.
And how did that affect you?
Well, I think when I do my emotions are very shut down. And so when I do the healing codes, I find all these emotions that I just started to learn how to feel my feelings. I'm still learning, but I just really started to get a big taste for them a year or two ago. And I didn't realize how much they were closed. I just shut down because I couldn't handle all the ups and downs. So I guess I just turned them off.
Well, congratulations. You're finding yourself. And we support that in love and truth. And one of the questions that you might wonder and ponder about and wait for your spirit to tell you is, whose cellular memory is this? And how does it affect my life today? And if it does not bring me peace, how can I correct it?
Okay.
Because the ultimate goal here is for each one of us to find our own power and our own ability to make choices of the person we are now and to move forward in our lives.
Right.
And I congratulate you for doing this type of work so young in life. That's awesome.
Thank you. So I do have another question.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But it's I have a general sense that I want to do something impactful and with work that you're talking about, what we're talking about right now. But it's hard for me to actually zero in and decide. I just feel my ability to make a decision is, it takes all the strength. It takes a lot of work for me to make a decision. But it's but as I clear out more of this subconscious material, it's going to become more clear to me, what I want to do, right? I mean, that's what I think is going to happen, is that I get rid of more of what I'm thinking that's not serving me. It'll become more clear to me, what I am actually here for.
Well, you know you're here to make a contribution in love, truth, and light. And I'm understanding your question to be is, what does that look like in a productive world?
Yeah, that's a great, great, great way to put it.
And, Eric, I encourage you to, I know I have a suggestion for you, but see if it resonates with you. Give me a call offline.
Okay. All right. You mean private coaching like that?
Well, it's something that it may help you and it may not.
Okay.
And then if it does, then you can move forward. If it doesn't, then I think it will, if it works, if you believe, if, we'll talk about it offline.
Okay. How do I do that? Should I just, like...
On the website, on the practitioners, is my phone number not on there?
On the Healing Code website, you mean?
Uh-huh.
You got
it? Uh-huh. Oh, let me check. Is it on, would it be on Dr. Alex's website?
It should be on the practitioners.
Now, is this on the website or on the Facebook page?
On the website. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I was looking at the...
These calls are recorded, and so they don't like for us to give out our personal information on them.
Okay. All right. Dr. Alex Lloyd... All right, so the healing codes, or wait, or is it under custom guided codes?
It should be, there should be a click for practitioners. Or you can go to my website, lindaspruer.com.
How do you spell your last name, Linda?
D-R-E-W-E-R.
D-R-E-W-E-R.
Brewer, like Mella Brewer. B, as in boy.
Oh, Brewer. Linda, yes. Brewer. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It didn't pull anything up. It just says that the domain is for sale.
What, lindasbrewer.com?
Oh, Linda S. Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Here it is. I see it. Okay,
okay.
LSG, Inc.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I see it now. All right.
All right.
Is there any particular time I should reach out to you or?
Whenever, at your convenience.
Okay. Sounds good. Well,
okay.
Thanks again, Linda.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for the path you're taking. I admire anyone who does this, and especially at your young age, is awesome.
Yeah.
The world's waiting for you.
What do you say?
The world is waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sense I keep getting. If not, I'd just be out doing whatever I wanted to.
Well, stay on your path. Your path.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Linda.
You're welcome.
And I'll be reaching out to you then.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Anything else?
From me, you mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I mean, I was just doing the codes before I got on the call because... I mean, I do them because I know that they're one of the only tools that I have that can address the issues that I don't even know that are bothering me. But that's also, but because I've read so much of Dr. Alex's material, I know that anything that comes up in my consciousness while I'm doing the codes is like, I shouldn't take it personally and that I know that I just forgot about it and that it's just trying to come up. And so it comes up into awareness and then it leaves. But it's like, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Like that's my contribution about my experience with the codes is that, you know, when I experience the negativity, I know that it's just leaving my subconscious, coming into consciousness. And then, oh, that's what you said. Yes, about the light, bringing the things that are in the darkness. Once you bring them into the light, then you can decide what you want to do with them. Because I know that once the stuff that's in my subconscious comes up, clearly I don't want it to be there anymore. So I just figure that I let it go.
Yes. And something good to always, I think, remember or you set the intention to do, let it go in love.
Let it go in love.
Mm-hmm. Some people let it go in forgiveness, let it go in love. But set that intention, even as you do your codes, that you receive it and you let it go in love. It is not you. It is a memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Let it go in love. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
And please let us know whatever you, if when you know that you know that you know what your purpose and your plans are, let us know. It's awesome.
All right. Will do. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
If anything else comes up, just hit star 2.
Okay, will do.
Thanks. Okay, Ms. Pat, welcome back.
Hi, Linda. We were disconnected before. All of a sudden, I heard a fast, busy signal, and I called you back right away. And then you were talking with Eric, and that was a very interesting discussion, and I wish him all the luck in the world. He sounds like he's on the right path.
Wow.
So anyway,
Yes. Yes.
So I just didn't want to leave our chat that way. It was all of a sudden disconnected. I don't even remember at what point that it was, but I have the ideas that you suggested. I jotted them down, and so I have that. So thank you for that guidance.
Well, your voice is stronger.
Oh,
yeah. I don't hear as much sadness.
Oh, yeah.
And hopelessness. So
yeah.
Maybe as you were disconnected, that disconnected all of that, all of those lies.
Maybe. You know, God works in strange and mysterious ways sometimes.
Yes, he does. Joseph Prince, in his teaching, he always says, whatever's going in your life, when you believe, you can say, although this is happening, whether you're wanting to give up smoking, drinking, drugs, or whatever
yeah.
you would like to let go of, he says, I let it go, although I'm doing this, although I'm thinking this, I am still the righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the name of that all?
It's just part of his teaching that, you know, he does in different sermons and everything. He uses it in illustrations of when people are trying to break a drug habit or an addiction.
What is the author you're referencing? What is his name?
Oh, Joseph Prep.
P-R-E-P?
P-R-I-N-C-E, Joseph Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I don't know that. I don't know him.
Yes. I've been listening to him every morning for the last 8 years.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm eager to learn what all is going on with you, Pat, as you adventure into the new season of your life as the real you.
Okay, I'm eager to find out too, so maybe we'll both learn together.
it's not an easy journey, and as I have learned that when your life suddenly one period, and it was more than a period, ends, you do have to begin to understand yourself in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see where that would be, because I'm not leaning on this sort of path of least resistance anymore. I have to, you know, create something for myself. So,
well, you are a creative person, so see if the word create gives you more energy.
Yeah. Well, thank God I do have ideas to fall back on. I mean, I love music, and I have ideas of how to approach that, and I have my projects. And
I'll look on the evening news and see if you're one of these New Yorkers who's playing on his balcony to help people move through the season.
We'll see.
Yes. And as always, I appreciate your contributions and your honesty and your willingness just to stand up and just be part of this call. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, you're welcome, Linda. I'm very grateful for the calls. I truly am. Thank you so much for, you know, your taking part in making them possible, along with Dr. Alex and, you know, whoever set them up. I am very grateful that he made that happen and that you took the call, answered the call, and make yourself available to us. It's a major blessing.
Well, this has been one of the things that Alex has, and this is probably, I don't mean this in, the Thursday evening calls is one part of his history that has been consistent that he does not even want you to mention, Gilly.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand the words. He didn't want what mentioned?
In all of his journey, he had never wanted, he will never have let go of the Thursday evening calls.
Oh.
When Tom and Marianne was more in charge of the coaches and everything, we went to Thursday afternoon, and then we kept Thursday evening, and then after Tom left, and we lost so many people who were hosting. It used to be we had enough coaches hosting this that we didn't have, you know, we did it about once every quarter. And now we only have three coaches who have who do this. And so, but it's one area that he started early on that he just doesn't even want to talk about not doing it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm so grateful.
Yes. And I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think, you know, Alex is entering a new season of his life. And the reason I say that is because of some of the behavior that I experienced in that. He used to have so many products he was introducing and everything, and people he was introducing them, and they were all great. But I haven't been seeing those emails for some time now.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's different from his affiliates, right? Because the Whole Tones gentleman just sent an email 2 weeks ago. I bought that little sleep product. But that's not Alex himself. It's Michael Tyrell. So that's different from what you're talking about.
And that, I purchased those, and for some reason that just did not resonate with me. And that's the beauty of having so many choices in life.
Yeah.
We can choose what is resonating with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did get that little gadget, and I'm trying it because I've always had sleep problems. So I'm hoping this will help with that. I'm still getting the hang of how to use it, how to best use it. I called the toll-free number today, and the man gave me pointers, which I'm going to implement tonight. I'm very grateful that he was so immediately available, the customer service rep. What did you ask? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What gadget are you talking about?
Oh, I think it's called To Sleep. It's this little speaker, and these pieces of music come through it. Of a certain frequency that Michael Tyrell has composed music, and these particular ones are written to help people fall asleep.
Well, and so, what I purchased was all of his CDs.
Oh, yeah, the Whole Tones, the original Whole Tones?
Yeah.
I have the original. Years ago, I bought original Whole Tones. I started using them, playing them again after I bought the To Sleep gadget. A couple of weeks ago, I started playing them in the day. I have them going. And it's nice to have them on in the background because I guess I like the sense of there being a presence in my room. And that way I don't have to feel I have to turn the TV on just, you know, to feel that something's, that life is going on. And I don't have to feel alone. And the music is theoretically, anyway, supposed to heal. It's healing, and I don't see that it isn't. You know, I can't really prove one way or another that it is, but it's nice to have it there. And I sometimes, to tell you the truth, I have it on when I'm coding, and it helps also with to have some kind of music on when I'm coding.
And I listen on YouTube. I go in and pick out different artists on there. And I have three or four, they play music for I think one of them plays music for 8 hours. And I'd use that. I play that when I'm working. And, and so music is a healer. I mean, I think that's scientifically proven.
Yeah. I love music. I absolutely want. I mean, I need to get music more into my life because when I hear even some lovely popular songs, it's just so uplifting. I mean, probably not ones that have been written for at least 30 years. For me, they're still popular. For instance, I love Karen Carpenter, her singing and her music. I love a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, you can also pick up, you know, many hours of these people on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I know, I do. I have done that, yes. Uh-huh.
So,
I need to do more of it because it's so wonderful. I mean, music is like a magic potion, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Pat, do you have anything else you would like?
No, thank you, Linda. I think that's it for the moment, and thanks again for having me.
Oh, you are welcome anytime, my friend, anytime.
All righty.
And your input is always of value.
Oh, thank you.
And I thank everyone else for joining tonight. It is always a blessing. And I send each one of you love and appreciation and blessings that we cannot even conceive that we can receive. Open up our spirits and our hearts to receive the impossible. So we end tonight with blessings. Wherever we are, we have choices because each one of us is love. God bless, and I am going to open up the highways and the byways and the airways. So if there's anything that you want to say, if you want to say good night, everyone's on the air. And good night. And God bless.
Good night. Thank you so much. Bless you all. Good night.
Oh, Linda, I left you that voicemail.
Okay. All right.
For tomorrow, though. Just so you know.
Okay. I'm on my phone now. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thank you. This is really good.
All right. Thank you. Please join us again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyone else have anything they would like to say?
Just good night and thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Good night.
Okay. All righty.
SDE, we're not okay.